This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Well, folks, I'm always excited to have my next guest with us. He is a former ICE director and worked under President Donald Trump and worked for our country before that as well, has been working for our nation in securing our border and dealing with issues at the border, illegal immigration, and national security as a whole. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Tom Homan. Tom, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dr. Peter Navarro said to tell you hello, by the way.
Good man.
He,
good man.
Yeah, enjoyed having him earlier this morning. It was a great time with him. Well, sir, you know, we had a wall being built. We had stay in Mexico policy. We had ICE was doing their job in rooting out the cartels and the drug dealership and the sex trafficking. I mean, there were so many stories of sex trafficking rings that were being broken up in the final 18 to 24 months of President Trump's presidency. And now all of that has just been thrown out the window. Could you have imagined that it would have happened this fast?
No, as a matter of fact, I testified yesterday in front of some Republican senators, and one of the comments I made was, I've worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan, and every president I worked for said they wanted to secure the border. They had different ways of doing it. Some had different opinions how to do it, and some progress was made, but never did, you know, get to where it needed to be until President. The thing that really irks me the most is now we have a president, President Biden, the president of the United States, who came into office and intentionally unsecured the most secure border we've ever had. We handed him the most secure border in my lifetime. Illegal immigration was on 80%. Drug flows down 58%, unprecedented levels of decreases. And a president of the United States intentionally unsecured the secure border. And he's getting help from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. The Secretary of Homeland Security unsecured the border. And they keep creating more and more policies that bring more and more people here. And they haven't did one thing to slow the flow. It's amazing that any president would do this, or any Secretary of Homeland Security can do this. They need to be impeached. They need to be moved, removed, because what they've done is not only anti-American, it's against the oath they took when they took office. It's amazing. I never thought I'd see a president go this far to put the country at severe risk. It's not just the immigration issue. It's a public health issue with COVID and fentanyl. It's a public safety issue with all the criminals coming across. Border Patrol arrested 10,000 criminals, 54 of them convicted of homicide. So with 400,000 gotaways, how many of them have COVID? How many of them are criminals? How many of them are gang members? And most importantly, it's a national security crisis, because how many of the 400,000 were known as suspected terrorists? We already know the Border Patrol arrested 17 on terrorist watch lists. These are people who don't want to get arrested. These people try not to get arrested. So if they arrested 17, how many of the 400,000 gotaways could be known as suspected terrorists? I said yesterday, no one's going to convince me that a terrorist did not come across that southwest border within that 400,000. I'm not buying it. But the odds are against us on this, and they should scare the hell out of every American that the President of the United States and the Secretary has done this to us.
When you look at this, because I mean, there are articles, Washington Examiner has an article, here's the title, Suspected Terrorists Crossing Border at a Level We Never Have Seen Before, said the outgoing Border Patrol Chief. That was August 16th, 2021. Folks, this is an incredibly stunning development, and when you consider the fall of Afghanistan and what he did over there to allow that situation, the Taliban, to take root over there, how much more danger does that create for us relative to our porous border, Tom?
Well, it's very dangerous because, you know, after 9/11, we got real good at, for instance, it's hard to get a plane ticket into the United States anymore because of all the database checks that are done from foreign nationals. To make sure they're not known as suspected terrorists. That's why they created the no-fly list. As far as getting a visa, like the visas that the terrorists in 9/11 got, it's almost impossible to get a visa if you're a terrorist, because they do so many database checks, and they look for derogatory information in numerous places, which I won't discuss here because it's law enforcement sensitive.
Sure.
But they look numerous places for derogatory information, to include DOD sources. So if there's any derogatory information, even a hint of derogatory information, you're not going to get a visa. So if you're a terrorist and wants to come to this country and blow something up, what's the easiest way to get here? The same way 20 million others did through the southwest border, especially right now, when there's 400,000 gotaways, half the border patrol is not on the border if they're processing these groups. And that's not an exaggeration. 50% of border patrol are off the line. Matter of fact, when we had a Haitian crisis a few weeks ago in Del Rio, they took so many resources to Del Rio, there was 224 miles of border. 224 miles of border without a single border collision. Cartels are having to deal with this. So, and you're right, Afghanistan is a huge concern. They released thousands of terrorists from their prisons whose sole purpose in life is to destroy this country. And if people don't think they're going to make their way over here, they're crazy. Because I tell you what, the Darien Gap in Panama, when I was ICE director, we had a team down there, and there's still a team there. We're the ones that trained the Panamanian officials to do biometrics. We've identified over 200 known suspected terrorists within 3 years coming through the Darien Gap. The Darien Gap's a major route for terrorists to get up here. Over 200 within 3 years, and right now, this year already, they've already found 54. Luckily, we work with the Panamanian officials. We deport them straight from Panama. Well, if they arrested 54,
right?
How many did they catch? So everything's right there, and you know this. In this administration's ignored it, and it's just incredible. I don't care what your position is on illegal immigration. We all should be on the same page when it comes to national security and terrorism.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I've got three questions that popped into my mind as you were talking. So I'm going to lay them out for you and then give you the floor to speak to them. Number one, what happens when ICE stops doing their job? Number two, how significant is the Attorney General of Illinois making the decision to say that mutual combatants can go ahead and mutually combat, irrespective of the surrounding collateral damage and lives that are killed? And number three, my understanding too is that relative to that strait that you were talking about, that Iran has been given significant control of that area, and China's been given control of Panama to some degree. Can you speak to those issues, please?
Well, I can tell you the first one. ICE is already, you know, they said a lot of progressives want to abolish ICE. They're going to abolish ICE. We heard it for a year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did abolish ICE, the agency, but they abolished their mission. There has been a series of three memorandums that came out since February, one by Deputy Secretary Pagoski, one by Tate Johnson, the acting director, and Secretary Mayorkas just sent out the latest one about a week ago.
Okay.
And, so you know, ICE has lost a major part of their mission. In the latest memo from the Secretary, The thing that just stands out is there's a paragraph in there that says, it's not word for word, but that's what it means. It says, being in the country illegally and being a removable alien on its own is not reason to arrest. So basically what the Secretary said, it's no longer illegal to be illegally here. You got to have some sort of serious criminal conviction or some sort of serious national security threat. So in the middle of the biggest crisis we've seen on the border, the numbers right now, we haven't even seen September numbers. The numbers this year have already surpassed any time in history of a border encounter. This is the worst year ever. Somebody, I heard one of the congressmen said 36 years. He was wrong. No. It's 1986 and we had a huge flow, but it wasn't as big as this. This is the biggest crisis ever. And like I said a few minutes ago, they keep throwing out more and more enticements. So what's he say? He says being in the country illegal is no longer illegal. You don't think the cartels can use that to bring people across?
Right.
They say, look, all you keep your nose clean, man, you're home free because ICE can't arrest you. You're home free. And on top of that, Secretary a few days later sent out another memorandum saying ICE can no longer do worksite enforcement operations. The number one reason people come to the United States is to get a job. He just told the whole world, you can get a job here and don't have to worry about being arrested by ICE. I'm not letting ICE work on work sites. It's incredible. It's like every week I wait for some sort of policy, some enforcement, some sort of, you know, some sort of consequence, some sort of law enforcement stance or response. And there's zero. They just keep throwing more and more of these things out. And while Congress, they're not helping either because they're still talking about amnesty to reconciliation.
Right.
They just keep throwing all these things out there that's just going to keep bringing more. And people wonder why the numbers keep climbing. And the numbers are climbing because last month they said, well, we're down 4,000, went from 212 to 208. Wrong. What they did is they went from 212,000 to 208,000 encounters. Now, let me explain that. Encounters are down by 4,000. Why is that? This is why. Because more border patrol agents have been taken off the line and put in processing facilities. If there's less agents on the line, it's going to result in less encounters.
Right.
But less encounters means more gotaways. Because there's less people on the border. So the numbers are still skyrocketing. They haven't decreased at all. Just the number of arrests has decreased because the number of border patrol agents have decreased. So, again, they like to spin this, you know, backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
I can't comment on the China and the Iran thing. I just can't. I have a top-secret security clearance. That's just something I can't talk about.
Understood. Okay, understood. Well, I can separate. Tom's not saying anything about this at all. We've gone into this a little bit and talked about what's happening over there in the Middle East with Cynthia Farahat and her investigative reporting. So I can tell you there's problems. What about?
I can agree that there's huge problems. I just can't get into it.
Understood. Completely understood. Let's talk about Chicago, Illinois, and mutual combatant. And an attorney general that essentially has said that if you are a mutual combatant, hey, not a problem. What does that do, right, as far as encouraging? I mean, illegals now are able, cartel members, gang members, right, to be able to go have wars on the street, turf wars on the street. And this attorney general has sent a signal that says we're not going to interfere. You guys go ahead and fight it out.
Well, look, that's a huge public safety issue, right? Because right now there's more violence in this country. Crime has risen in every major city in this country. Violence is out of control. And it's rulings like this that's just going to bring more of it. So, again, bad behavior is not going to stop unless there's a consequence or deterrence. I think we learned that as kids. And let me tell you something. Yeah. This is just the latest.
Right.
We got the bail reform law where criminals are walking out of jail. They're going in, they sign a paper, and they're released within hours. The bail reform law. They released thousands of criminals from jail because of COVID. I mean, this administration has made some terrible decisions. And if you look at it, what's happened with the defund the police movement? Well, like I said, when they first talked about defund the police movement, I came out on Fox News and I said, look, every dollar you take away from the police equals more crime. So it means less patrols, less officers, less money for investigations. I says, response times will be slow, there'll be less vehicles, there'll be less everything. I says, so less cops means more crime. And I was proven right. Every place that he's defunded the police, every place, not most, every place that defunded the police or took money out of their budget, crime has risen. So this attorney general is just the latest progressive left idiot that doesn't understand his job as an attorney general is to protect the people of his state and to enforce the laws of that state. But many of these new progressive district attorneys and state attorney generals, they forgot the old state tip, just like our president and Secretary of Homeland Security forgot the old state tip.
It is, and of course, as you said, I mean, the issue that's really significant about this is the public safety issue. I was talking with David Shistokas just yesterday, 195 incidents in Chicago and in and around Chicago of people who were on the expressway who were wounded by errant bullets that were fired by these quote-unquote mutual combatants. We're going to take a very quick break, folks. We will be back. Tom Homan is my guest. We're going to talk to you about the things that if Tom was back in charge, what are some of the things that could be done? What are the things that states along the border should be doing? And folks, I live in Texas. There are pictures on my site. Building a cyclone fence is not the answer, okay? We need to continue the president's wall, President Trump's wall. And you finally had somebody at DHS, as I understand it, Tom, that actually said that in front of Congress just recently because, hello, it only makes sense. We'll be back with more with Tom Homan coming up on Chosen Generation Radio right here. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Tom Homan, former director of ICE, and still fighting for our nation, for our national security, and for the security of our border, which is a major issue. Tom, thanks again for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. Talk to me about the things that governors can do along the border and the people. Here in Texas, we actually have a group now of sheriffs and patriots that have formed a militia to defend their property and defend their counties. But talk to me about the things that folks can be doing to protect themselves from this. It's an invasion, really.
Well, you know, I hear all the time people say, what can I do? There's really nothing we can do since Democrats control Congress. And that's simply not true. Look, here's my opinion. And I've said this to the Republicans yesterday at a hearing. I said it to a bunch of Republicans in Texas. You need to call up your representative, even if he's a Republican, and say, all right, you know what? Boycott everything. Don't sit down and talk about budget with the Democrats. Don't talk about the reconciliation package. Don't talk about the debt ceiling. Boycott the meetings of the Democrats. You know what? We're not going to negotiate a single thing with you until you force the White House to take action on the border. Show us one thing you're going to do to slow the flow, to actually take an enforcement. Until then, we're not talking. That's what we could do. And as far as what I'm doing, look, you know, we can't wait for 2022, so I'm working with this Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. I work with the state of Arizona, Arizona and Florida. Mm-hmm. I filed affidavits as an expert witness in all these lawsuits. In Texas right now, we're 3-0, this administration. And the reason we're 3-0 is because we've proved this administration is not only ignoring the law, they're actually violating the law. We're 3-0, and we're going to keep going. Matter of fact, in 6 minutes, I'm going to be on a phone call with Texas prosecutors, and we're going to talk about a new lawsuit. I actually wrote an affidavit late last night. I just finished it. I'm going to give it to him. We're filing another lawsuit. We're going to keep suing the hell out of them because I know more about this issue than anybody in the current administration. I did it for 34 years, and they're not fooling me. I know what the law says, and we're going to keep digging at them. So I want to do my part, too. And you hope your folks have called their representatives tell them to take action, like I discussed. 2022, we need to take Congress back. We need to vote. And in 2024, I was with President Trump last week down at Mar-a-Lago. I told him if he comes back, I come back. And 2024, we'll get back to securing this border at the highest levels of insecurity.
202-224-3121, folks, is the switchboard at the Capitol in D.C. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. 224-3121. Call your representative. If you're not sure who they are, don't worry about it. All you need to do is tell them where you live. The switchboard will put you in contact with your congressman, your House of Representatives. You have one congressman and two senators, and you need to reach out to all three of them today and tell them they need to make sure the border gets secured. And if the Democrats aren't willing to secure the border, then tell them they need to vote no. All of these budget resolutions, vote no. Tom, I know you've got to jump. Thank you for being with me. I greatly appreciate it, sir. We're praying for you and praying for you just to be able to continue to fight this good fight. And I'll be in touch with you very soon. God bless you. And thank you for all you're doing for America.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, folks. Listen, again, as Christians, as believers, God himself told Abram, I will make you the father of many nations. God said that he himself was creating a nation. God is about boundaries and nations.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.